All right, praise the Lord. Well, praise God. We continue this week to pray for Pastor and Ms. Hagen, the entire crusade team, that the reason they go out is to help people, right? That's the whole purpose of ministry, is to help people. It's not to, yes, Rhema gets promoted, yes, that, but it's about helping people. And I know that's the forefront of their thinking. And we just thank God. Thank you as a church that you're able to allow them to go out and do that. And you don't miss a beat. You still come on to church. You still keep up doing all that you're doing. Our pastors are pastors to thousands and thousands and thousands of ministers around the world, thousands of people around the world. That's just what God's called them to do, all right? And so thank you as part of Rhema Bible Church for being a part of that and supporting that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you got your Bible, open up to Ephesians chapter 1. And I want to read several verses to get to the verse that I want to talk about tonight. So we're going to read this from several different translations, if you allow me. And I guess whether you're not going to allow me or not, I'm going to do it. How's that sound? Sorry about that. It's kind of entertaining. And, you know, if you don't laugh at your own jokes, nobody else will laugh with you, so. But Ephesians 1, we're going to start in verse 3. And I'm going to read it from the King James Bible first of all. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Now, I'll take some of the King James words out here as I go. But who has. Now, is that present tense or past tense? So this is not something we're waiting to happen, is it? And as we read down through this, I want you to notice how much past tense. In other words, these are things that have already been done for us. And the moment that we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, they become part of our present day reality. Amen. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. See, there's the key, being in Christ. If any man is in Christ, we're what? New creatures. Old things have passed away, but behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. Glory to God. We're not waiting to be blessed. We are blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. I remember this would have been probably about January of 2001. I know was headed to Kenya there in East Africa. And normally when I go on some of these trips, you know, I just kind of fill up with the Word of God, you know, just feed myself. And then when I get there, I know what to minister on. But this time the Lord had specifically told me to minister on the authority of the believer. And so I was ready for that and that. But when I got there, you know, they said there were some things going on, some things that happened. And one of the things they do is they always want us to send pictures, and they put up posters everywhere, you know, and they said some of the local witch doctors have seen your picture, and they've let it be known that they've cursed you and are going to come to the meetings and put a curse on you. I said, praise God. Let them come. Go invite them. Because I know they came to an Old Testament prophet one time and wanted him to curse God's people. And he made a statement that is so true today. You can't curse whom God has blessed. And I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You can't curse me. Try all you want. Waste your time. Well, one of them showed up, and this was the son of a family of witch doctors. He was the last living member of his family. They had practiced their witchcraft on all their children. They were dead. The parents, you know, lived a vile life like that. He came to the meeting right in the middle of the teaching session. He stood up, foaming at the mouth, wanting to do his thing. So what'd you do? I just told him to shut up and sit down in Jesus' name. Told that devil to come out of him. And he came to himself, looked around, and said, you know, kind of, what am I doing here? And I had a couple of our young ministers that we've helped train over. I said, go out there and minister to him, and I'll talk to him after the service. That's when we found out the whole story about what he came to do. You know, he said, these spirits, he said, they told me to come. They told me to do these things. I said, well, you're free from them now. Learn how to stay free. And they've helped him stay free. Glory to God. But you can't curse whom God has blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we may get to my verse tonight. We may not. I don't know. But I'm going to read verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You remember in grade school when you had to pick sides and we chose teams, right? All that kind of stuff. You know, you might have been, it doesn't matter. You might have been in athletics. You might have been, if that wasn't your thing, that's all right. You're gifted in a lot of other ways. But you might have been the last one chosen. Or maybe sometimes they just tried to pass over you and not even choose you. I got good news for you tonight. You're chosen by God. He looked down before the foundation of the world and chose us. Hallelujah. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he's purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest or the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of his glory. Listen to this from the New Living Translation. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He showered us with his kindness. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we're united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. God's purpose was that we, Jews who first put our trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased for us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Hallelujah. Listen to the Passion Translation. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate with him with all of our hearts. And he chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself even before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in his eyes with unstained innocence. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. For the same love he has for his beloved one, Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. Hallelujah. Since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasures of redemption by his blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of the cascading riches of his grace. This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. And through the revelation of the Anointed One, he unveiled his secret desires to us. the hidden mystery of his long-range plan, which he delighted to implement from the very beginning of time. And because of God's unfailing purpose, this detailed plan will reign supreme through every period of time until the fulfillment of all the ages finally reaches its climax, when God makes all things new in all of heaven and earth through Jesus Christ. Listen. It's obvious now the devil's shooting his big shot. He knows his time is short. But let's quit talking. Let's not be so worried about all that the devil's doing. I'm telling you, God's doing more in these days than the devil ever thought about doing. God is taking men and women to preach the gospel all over the world. This is the greatest revival. We're going to see more people saved in our days than have ever been saved in the history of the church. This is the greatest time to be alive. Hallelujah. These are the days of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, verse 11, through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. Before we were ever born, he gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to long for the messianic hope, would be the first to believe in the anointed one and bring great praise and glory to God. And because of him, when you, who are not Jews, heard the revelation of truth, you believed in the wonderful news of salvation. Now we have been stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Listen to this verse. He is given to us like an engagement ring is given to a bride, as the first installment of what's coming. He is our hope, promise of a future inheritance, which seals us until we have all of redemption's promises and experience complete freedom, all for the supreme glory and honor of God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Here's the message. How blessed is God? What a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ. He takes us to high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind and had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishments, chalked up by all of our misdeeds, and not just barely free either, abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything will be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet earth, it's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for a glorious living, part of the overall purpose he's working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that you, once you heard of the truth and believed it, the message of your salvation, found yourself home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. How many of you are excited about the Holy Ghost now? How many of you are thrilled with having the Holy Ghost now? How many of you are thrilled to be able to speak in a divine, heavenly language because the Holy Ghost come upon you? How many of you are glad to be led by the Holy Spirit now? How many of you are glad to have the greater one on the inside of you? That's just the down payment, brother and sister, of what's to come. Oh, my, 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 my. What God has planned for us. Woo, and it all belongs to you. It all belongs to you through what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. Finally, listen to this from the Jubilee Bible. Now, you may not have ever heard this Bible. The Jubilee Bible. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly things in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in charity, or of the agape love, he translates it charity, having marked out beforehand the way for us to be adopted as sons by Jesus Christ in himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, in which he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which has abounded in us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he's purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the fulfillment of the times, he might restore all things by the Christ, both those which are in heaven and those which are on earth. In him, in whom, he says, in him, in whom, likewise, we have obtained an inheritance, having had the way marked out before, according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will, so that we should be to the praise of his glory, those of us who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted, hearing the word of truth, the gospel of your saving health, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest, the inheritance unto the redemption, unto the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Now picking back up in the King James Bible, verse 15 says, wherefore? I also. Wherefore what? Wherefore what we just read? Because we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. Because we are chosen in him. Because we are adopted as his children. Because we are accepted in the beloved. Because we are redeemed by his blood. Because we have obtained an inheritance. And because we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Not gonna be. We are. Hallelujah. I like what that one, the one of them said, that we know who we are. We find out who we are in Christ. Amen? I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am chosen in him. I am adopted as his child. I am accepted in the beloved. I'm redeemed by his blood. I have obtained an inheritance. I'm sealed by the mighty Holy Ghost. Who is the down payment? The down payment of eternity. Well, he's going to show us the good pleasure of his will. Jump, I didn't give him this verse, but jump over into chapter 2 of Ephesians. Hallelujah. I got to start with verse 4. I got to read my favorite phrase in the Bible. But God. But God. But God. Hallelujah. You know, but God does away with everything that came before it. I don't care what happened before, but God. But God happened. Amen. I was sick. I was sick and broke and going to hell. But God. Woo! I was tormented in my mind. I was oppressed and depressed. But God set me free. Hallelujah. Who is rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Woo, glory to God. We don't fully know what it meant to get saved yet. We have not seen the fullness of it, what it means to us on the earth, yet alone what it means for eternity to come. To be saved. Glory to God. To be God's child. To be a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To have to put on that new body, that immortal body, that incorruptible body, that resurrected body that's able to move anywhere it wants to move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That can exist in the very presence of God. Amen. To exist for eternity where there is no death. There is no loss. There is no lack. Hallelujah. There is no corruption. Full of peace. Full of everything that we have need of. Because of that, Paul said. Because of that. And I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love to all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you. Faith and love. That's really the message I want to bring tonight, is faith and love. Notice he said, I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. I've heard of your faith. I want to challenge you tonight. Your faith needs to be heard of. Your faith needs to be heard of. Our faith needs to be known. Hallelujah. People may not like us. That's all right. But if they've heard of our faith, I was talking to a friend of mine who's ministering. He's actually gotten into some churches, you know, here recently and been ministering and having great miracles. He just messaged me just last night in a service last night. Hallelujah. A man who had a stroke and hadn't spoken in 2 years. In 2 years, during the service, no one laid hands on, during the service, turned to his wife and called her name. Hallelujah. Began to speak. Glory to God. Another man who'd had dementia looked at his wife and called her by name. He hadn't done that for several years. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, it doesn't matter. They'll forget your denominational tag when they need somebody that's got faith. And we're not going to say, well, you're not one of us. No, we're going to use our faith, right? Put it this way. Your faith should be famous. Glory to God. He said, I've heard of your faith. Where? In the Lord Jesus. Not faith in anything else, but the Lord Jesus. See, all glory to God. Now, if I want to use my faith to make myself famous, then that's wrong. It's not about me. It's about God. It's about Jesus. He's the one doing the work, but he wants to do it through you and I. He said, and your love for unto all the saints. Our love should be famous. The way that we love people, it should be known to anyone that we love people. Now, the thing about it is faith and love go hand in hand. I think the proof that Paul had that what he said in verses 3 through 14 applied to these people was he heard of their faith and their love. There is evidence, you know, of being a Christian. Brother Fred, you know, Price, for years on his television show, they sang that song, Evidence. Evidence, basically asking, is there enough evidence to convict you as a Christian? Amen? Hallelujah. That's one conviction you want. You want to be convicted as a Christian. But is there enough evidence? You know, and faith and love go hand in hand. We're not going to live by faith and not have love. Amen. We want all those other things that we've talked about to operate in our life. We don't earn any of those things, but we let them flow in our life through operating in faith and love. We receive everything God has provided through faith, for by grace are you saved through faith. But then Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 4 and chapter 5 says, it's not a burden, it's not grievous to keep my word. Amen. It's just natural to us. You know, it's natural for you and I to love people. We have to yield to the wrong spirit not to love people. Amen. Because you know, the devil hates people because we're made in the image of God. He hates us. But you know, it should be natural for us to love people. In fact, John said that we know we've passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Again, speaking of evidence. Look at a few verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'll read all these from the King James Bible here. Familiar verses, but let's just tie these together. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abides, or now is living, faith, hope. King James says charity or love. How many have ever heard the word agape? It's the English transliteration of the Greek word that's translated love here. In the day that the King James Bible was written, the word charity didn't mean what it means today. If I say a charity, you're thinking about, okay, it's something I give money to that helps people, right? It's a charity. But here, they use the word charity, I think, trying to give this selfless giving aspect of love. But now abides, notice, living, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Love, the love of God, and the love that we operate in. Look over at Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, please. Brother Hagin used to say that if you're not walking in all that God has paid for in Christ. Start checking up on your love walk. I don't have to check up on God. God's already done his part. But if I'm going to check up on myself. Amen. Check up on ourselves. Now, I know some people don't like that because it sounds like I'm not trying to earn. I'm just keeping, you know, I'm keeping the switch of faith turned on by my love walk. Amen. Look at Galatians 5. Now, in saying that, don't look at me like I'm perfect at this. Amen. I have to watch myself. There's still some people I'm not sure I'd save them. That's why I'm not God. You know, I don't know if I'd heal that one or not. I don't know, you know. That's why I'm not God. You ought to thank God that I'm not God, all right? And if I thank God, you're not God. But I do thank God that we can act like him. All right, learn how to love. Galatians 5, verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. Faith which works by love. It should be natural to us to have a lifestyle of faith. How many know the just shall live by faith, right? Well, then if we live by faith, then notice love's going to be a part of it. We're going to live by love. Glory to God. Now, one of the things that does hinder some people in loving others is they're not convinced how much God really loves them. When I know that God loves me, then it frees me to love you. When I know, because what happens is we tend to want to try to protect ourselves from others when the Bible says that God meets all of our needs. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He said, what can man, if God is for you, who can be against you? What could man do to you? So see, I don't have to protect myself from you necessarily in that. I'm free to love you. Now, you realize when you open up your hands to love and to freely give, that makes you vulnerable. But I'm all right. I'm filled with the greater one on the inside of me. And I got God's bared arm behind me. Amen. Look over at Colossians, please, chapter 1. This is a theme in Paul's writings. And so it should be a theme for us. It's a biblical theme. It's a truth from the Word of God. This idea of faith and love. We're not looking at all. There's several. I left out several scriptures. I knew we wouldn't have time. But there's so many scriptures we could look at tonight. Here, Colossians chapter 1, verse 4 says, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. Here again, almost saying exactly what he said. What he said to those in Ephesus. The book of Ephesus says it's written to the saints and the faithful who are in Christ Jesus. So evidently, a characteristic of the saints and the faithful in Christ is their faith and their love. Love for what? Love for everybody. Especially at the household of God to start there. Look at 1 Thessalonians, next book over. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Most of these are, and especially here, he's talking about how he's praying for them and thanking God for them. And he says this as he prays for them in verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Now, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat anything and tell you that it's not work to love people. It is. You're going to have to make a decision and on purpose love people. Right? And we just need to work on instantly forgiving. Instantly forgiving. You know, how many of you would agree with me almost every day when you get up, you could say, God, I'm going to forgive everybody already ahead of time for people are going to do me wrong today. Especially before you drive. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, you could almost do that every day. Well, we ought to make that kind of decision. Make it so, just make yourself unoffendable. Right? Just don't be offended by anybody. Chapter 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 6. He said, Paul said, I sent people ahead of, reading ahead of this. I sent them. I wanted to know how you're doing. He said, but now, King James says Timotheus or Timothy came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity or agape love, and that you have a good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. What characteristics, what fruit was Paul looking for in those whom he had led to the Lord and raised up and established churches? What was he looking for? Faith and love. Faith and love. And I submit to us all, it's no different today. That's what we should be known for, faith and love. Amen? Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and our love for all the saints. In fact, you know, that's the commandment that we have in 1 John. He says this is the commandment, that you believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and you love one another as he gave commandment. Faith and love, saying the same thing. Chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians. Are you doing all right? Now, realize this. You can do this. We can do this. We can love people. It's going to take some effort. We're going to have to forgive people on purpose. Now, let me tell you something about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not taking the emotions of the hurt and cramming it down. Forgiveness, listen, we should know this as faith people, but you get things in your life and out of your life the same way with your words. And believe what you say. The moment it happens, you don't have to go to them. You know, some people offend you, they don't even know it. You don't need to go tell them how terrible they were to you. You know. All right? You know, well, you need to forgive me. You offend. Then all you're doing is you're trying to put it back on them. But you need to speak out. Father, I forgive that person in the name of Jesus. I release it. I release it. I just release it right now. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You ever heard anybody say that? Maybe Jesus? Exactly. I mean, if anybody had a chance to be offended, it's Jesus being crucified. But he said to forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Stephen, same thing. All right? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Just two more here. Well, three more, I guess. Did I read 5 verse 8? No, I didn't. 1 Thessalonians 5, 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Notice here, he talks about as a breastplate, wear it. In other words, you know, it's like wearing a logo T-shirt or something. Got some type of logo. You're advertising. Advertise faith and love. Wear it like a breastplate. It's protective. All right, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Here again, verse 3. He says, we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith grows exceedingly, and the charity or the love of every one of you all toward each other, abounds. Notice here. Now here he talks about growing faith and abounding love. What's that tell me? I'm going to get better at this. The more I exercise my faith muscles, the more I exercise my love muscles, I'm going to get stronger. Amen? We can get stronger in these things. All right, finally, 1 Timothy chapter 1. Look what it says here in verse 5. And then we'll drop down to verse 14. 1 Timothy 1:5. Now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. We might say it this way. The fulfillment of the commandment or really here's what the commandments mean. Unfeigned love or a love out of a pure heart and faith that never faints. Faith that lasts. Hallelujah. Boy, if you're here this morning, you should be inspired to never give up. Hallelujah. Faith, if you weren't here, go out and get that message from Pastor Hagin. Play it a lot. All right, now look down at verse 14. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Now think about that for just a moment as we close here. I'm in Christ, right? How many of you are in Christ? And how many of you have Christ in you? Well, he said there that this faith and love we're talking about is in Christ. And if he's in me, and I know he, because he's in me and because his spirit, we have the divine nature of God on the inside of us. And the main evidence of that is faith and love. And the greatest of these is what? Love. You ever think about it? You know, we call John the apostle of love. But he never really defines love. He talks about, you know, don't, now he said, don't love in word and deed only, in word, but how about some deeds, some actions? Just don't say you love somebody, act. But the apostle Paul, who wasn't really a loving dude, he was a strict religious guy. He would put you to death if your doctrine disagreed with his. That's not love, folks. That'll help some of you be quiet on Facebook if you'll just listen to that right there. But he was, I mean, but God gave him a revelation of what it was to love. He wrote 1 Corinthians 13. All those that all of us, you know, should read all the time, right? He gave it to the Apostle Paul. If the Apostle Paul, excuse me, who stood there and held the coats and the cloaks of those who stoned our dear brother Stephen and was in agreement with it, if God could turn him into somebody who loved people, there's hope for you and I. Amen? There's hope for you and I. Make your faith famous and your love known. Let people know you love them. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm talking about going around, you know, advertising. I'm just talking about love people. It's really kind of, I think really to love people, you got to use your faith. So that kind of, you know, how many know you got to love some people by faith? I love you. I forgive you. All right? It's a faith statement. You're calling things to be not as though they were. You're speaking life where there is death. Amen? Faith and love. That's who we are. Let's all stand up together. Glory to God. Go ahead and come on down, prayer team. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, lift your hands. Just thank God for his word tonight. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the deposits of faith and love that are on the inside of us. Help us, Lord God, as we go about our day to live by faith and in you and to keep believing you. No matter what we encounter, we know faith in you is the answer. But Father, help us to love others. Thank you, Father God, your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It's natural to love. It's natural for us to love, Father. Show us. Let our love abound in wisdom and all prudence that we might know exactly how to love the person, exactly how they need to be loved in that moment. Father, we declare that we are forgivers and we cannot be offended because your love is in us. We give you all the praise and glory. Yes, yes, we know offense shall come. We know it's impossible to live on this earth that offense not come. Jesus said so. But thank you, we don't have to take it. We don't have to take offense. We can forgive even as Jesus did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, don't leave tonight without accepting him. All he's done. We read about all that he's done for us there in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. We read about that. All those things can be true for you tonight by one decision to accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you need prayer for anything else or even for that, ladies, come down to the ladies, men, come down to the men, and they'll pray with you according to the word of God because that's where our answers are in God's word. Amen. Don't forget, Wednesday night, Hour of Power. Don't forget to pray for the Pastor Miss Hagan and the crusade team. God bless you. We'll see you back on Wednesday night. Amen. You can be dismissed.